Acts chapter 16, the manna and the quails. The whole group of the Israelites set out from Elim. On the 15th day of the second month, after they'd come out of Egypt, they came into the desert of Sinai. There in the desert they all complained to Moses and Aaron and said to them, "We wish that the Lord had killed us in Egypt. At least we could sit down and eat food and have as much food as we wanted, but you brought us out to the wilderness so that you might kill us with famine." "Well, that's not true. It's like us thinking that God has called us to his kingdom, but he can't bring us there." "He can and he will." And so this was just typical of how Israel were going to be, just complaining all the time and murmuring. And Paul says in the New Testament, don't murmur like they did. Don't complain. And it's this spirit of complaining that is very much part of our age, where people think that they have a right to this, that, and the other. And we have a right to one thing, and that's to death, for the wages of sin is death. And the idea that we have a right to this, and that I ought to be given that, and that so on, this is all absolutely wrong. People thinking that they somehow have got a right to things. And it's this murmuring and this complaining that really was one of the signs that they had been rejected by God. That's why Paul says, do not murmur as they did. So, Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "This evening you will know that it is indeed Yahweh who brought you out of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of the Lord. He has heard your complaints against him, because you are actually complaining against him when you complain against us. So all that we do and say to God's people, we do and say to God." Then Moses said, "It is Yahweh who will give you food to eat in the evening and as much bread as you want every morning. He has heard your complaints against him." When you complain against us, it is complaint against Yahweh. Moses said to Aaron, "Tell the whole community to come and stand before Yahweh, because he has heard their complaints." So Aaron spoke to the whole community, and as he was speaking, they looked towards the desert, and they saw the glory of Yahweh appearing in a cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, "I have heard the murmuring of the Israelites. Tell them that in the evening they will have meat to eat, and in the morning they will have as much bread to eat as they want, and then they will know that I am Yahweh." And so in the evening, a large flock of birds called quails came in, enough to cover the whole camp. And in the morning, there was dew all around the camp. When the dew had evaporated, there was left something very thin and small on the surface of the wilderness. It was a bit like frost. When the Israelites saw it, they looked at it and said, "What is it?" Because they didn't know what it was. And that's what manna means, what is it? Moses told them, "This is the food which Yahweh has given you. Yahweh has commanded that each of you is to gather as much of it as required, around 2 liters for each member of the household." The Israelites did this. Some gathered more, some gathered less. But when they measured it out, those who'd gathered much didn't have too much. And those who'd gathered less, perhaps those who were weak, those who were invalids or weren't so young, they didn't have any less. Each had gathered what was actually needed. And that is a wonderful principle, really, that we are not to imagine that somehow by selfishly grabbing for ourselves, we will get more. And this is a very, very profound principle. You won't get more by grabbing selfishly. It all ends up the same. Moses told them, "Do not keep any of this until the next day." But some of them did not listen to Moses and did keep part of it. And the next morning, it stunk and became full of worms. Moses was angry with them. Every morning, each person gathered as much as was needed. And when the sun came up, what was left on the ground melted away. Remember, it said it was like frost. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much food. 4 liters per person. And all the elders of Israel came and told Moses and said, "The Lord has commanded that tomorrow is a day of rest." That's the Sabbath. Bake today what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Whatever is left should be put aside and kept for the Sabbath tomorrow. As Moses had commanded, they kept what was left until the next day. And this time it did not spoil, didn't stink, and didn't get worms. Moses said, "Eat this today, because today is the Sabbath, a day of rest for the Lord, and you will not find any food in the camp. You must gather food for 6 days, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none." But on the seventh day, some of the people went out to try to get food, but they didn't find any. And the Lord said to Moses, "How much longer will you refuse to obey my commandments? Remember that I, Yahweh, have given you the Sabbath, a day of rest. And that's why on the sixth day, I will give you enough food for the 2 days. Each one is to stay in his home on the seventh day." You see how continually they were so disobedient. All the time. And in the end, God did reject them as his people because of this. The people of Israel called the food manna, which means what is it? It was like small white seeds, and it tasted like wafers made with honey. Moses said, "Yahweh has commanded us to keep some manna to be kept for our children, so that they can see the food which he gave us to eat in the desert." So Moses told Aaron, "Take a pot and put 2 liters of manna in it, and put it in the Lord's presence to be kept, so that our descendants can see it." As the Lord had commanded Moses, so Aaron put it in front of the ark so that it could be kept. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years until they reached the land of Canaan. So, in the same way as God fed them with manna every day, so Jesus says in John chapter 6 that he is the manna. And he goes further and says that his word is the manna. So then we're baptized when we go through the Red Sea, as it were. And then we come into the desert, which is like our journey in this life. And God will feed us every day with the spiritual strength that we need to get through the desert. So if people turn away from their faith, this is because they have not accepted the food that he's given them. And this is why we should read the Bible every day. And this is why we should feed especially upon Jesus every day.